service.
Alright, can you put me through to the police, please?
Thank you.
Hello, I've been contacting you for the police for a little while about getting assaulted by my neighbours upstairs. Just recently again, after about 202 phone calls to your call centre and you refusing to send anybody out and them being abusive to me over the phone, the call centre assistants, and basically being of no assistance at all, I basically ended up having another dispute a couple of months ago with the gentleman that keeps attacking me upstairs in my home.
So what has happened today that's made you call the emergency line?
That I've been woken up, but they keep waking me up, stamping above my head, and every time I go into my bathroom, they're flushing the toilet continuously, yeah, whenever I go in there. So now it's making me feel really sick, like I feel really sick because of what they're doing, yeah. It says that physical or mental torture means that under Article 3 of my human right, it doesn't matter if it's physical or mental, as long as somebody is torturing you, you should deal with it. Now, I've been put on bail conditions saying I'm not allowed to go upstairs and talk to them, and I'm not allowed to phone the Enfield Civic Centre. They've just killed my unborn child. I've got all the paperwork here for that because you've allowed that to continue to happen, or the company that you represent. And I want somebody sent...
What's your name, please?
My name, Mr. Simon Cordell. Can I take your name? Can I take your name, please?
My name is Lynn. What's your address?
My address is 109 Burncroft Avenue.
Burncroft Avenue.
Yes, that's correct.
So you think that they're under the Queen's their name. Toilet?
Yeah, every time I go to use my toilet, yeah, they live above me, so their toilet is directly above my toilet. Yeah, they may
how
have.
Do they know you're going to the toilet?
Because they can hear me. The soundproofing is very bad, and that is in my report. I have an official report, and I have videos of me recording what they're doing to me. I have I've made 200 phone calls to you, and this has been going on for over 1,600 days that they've been assaulting me in my report. And in that report,
How have they been assaulting you?
Where it says under Article 3 in my human rights, if any person is treating somebody in a way that they do not want to be treated, the first thing that you should do is make them aware that they shouldn't be treating you in such a way. Now there's something called criminal intentions, and it's an act of law that got passed which you represent. Yeah. Now,
Environmental health.
Yes, that is correct, and I have
council?
yes, and what they done is they continuously, you and the company you represent and the council together forged an ASBO application. Now they're missing all of the 16 witnesses statements on MG11 forms.
They've given you an ASBO, have they?
In 2014, the Metropolitan Police.
Don't shout at me,
I'm
sir.
Not. I am tongue tied, and it's a
disability. Don't raise your voice.
I am tongue tied, and it's a disability.
I am tongue tied,
madam, and it's a disability that I have.
Well, that doesn't mean that you have to shout.
I ain't. It's a disability. I have pressured speech. That's what being tongue tied means. It's a disability under the Disability Act 1998. And them attacking me in my home. I've made a report, and I'm recording this conversation of you now. And this is also getting added. I transcribe every conversation. I've got over 202 of them to your call centres asking you to protect me. I've had over 20 friends stay in this house that have done official witness statements saying that they've been victims also in my house. Yeah, and the reason that you will not protect me or Shannon, yeah, or Heidi, is because you falsified a load of paperwork that's holding me in my house illegally for 9 years. You forgot to arrest me for something that's illegal. Yeah, there's a difference in... I got a standalone ASBO offer your company. And there's a CB ASBO, which is for after criminal convictions, yes? Yeah, a standalone ASBO should not be for the organisation of illegal...
I'm going to ask you one more time. What is your emergency?
I am being assaulted in my house continuously, and I'm asking you to send some... But not just by somebody flushing the toilet, but I've got video cameras in every single room of my house, in my front room, and I've got one in my hallway. The Mafiedigan family in 117 are still above me after they killed my unborn child and another woman by putting us through due stress and negligence.
How have they assaulted you?
Where it says under Article 3 of my human rights is physical or mental...
All right, we're going around in circles.
Yes, I'm telling you, they keep assaulting me physically in my house.
Go back.
What do you want? I'm telling you, they're physically and mentally torturing me in my house. They are torturing me in my house, mentally torturing me. Every time I get woke up continuously by them stamping above my head. I record this with the camera systems. I've got a brand new wires net camera system in every single room, which is evidence under the Evidence Act 1941. Yes?
Have you spoken to the environmental...
Yes, I have spoken to them. I've got... Yes, I have spoke to the environmental...
All right, you're shouting.
I'm pressured speech, madam. I've got a disability.
No, you weren't shouting earlier, sir.
No, I've been speaking... I've got... It's a disability.
You
weren't
shouting now.
I'm disabled. I went to speech therapy as a kid.
Sir?
I went to...
You weren't shouting earlier.
No, my disability doesn't always... I don't come up to you and go... Yeah, la, la. Right. It's just when I, when somebody is trying to talk to me
you
and the...
You
are paid under your NSI, madam, to be able to deal with people when they are under pressure trying to talk to you.
Right,
I'm talking to you and telling you that I'm being assaulted at the same time. I hope you go to prison. I hope you go to prison for joint circular, Lynn.